Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
For years, aesthetic medicine was thought to be something that only women did. That is, Botox, fillers, anti-aging treatments, they were seen as feminine indulgences. But times have changed. Increasingly, men are turning to aesthetic procedures, not only to look younger, but to stay competitive in boardrooms, in relationships, and even on social media. Well, joining us to unpack these trends is Dr. Reza Mir, aesthetic medical practitioner, founder of Anti-Aging Art. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So for years, Botox, fillers, they have been considered taboo by men. What's driven the surge and what's driven the change in male patients coming to your practice?
Happy Wednesday. Thank you for having me. You know, when I started doing this in 2010, we had about a 90% female patient base. Now it's probably about 60-40% men. Wow. And I think it's just that as society becomes more accepting and understanding of what aesthetic medicine is, how it works, that it isn't just looking like a balloon. And also when people start to realize how effective it is at allowing you to promote yourself, and as long as you stick to that, having an artistic outcome, making sure that you look good looking, not like you've been worked on, then it actually benefits you in a big way. They've shown the average income of an attractive person, deemed attractive in the studies, these are studies done by various universities, is the same as having an additional master's degree.
Wow, and it might even be cheaper.
It is much cheaper.
Depending where you get your master's from. But it is interesting because there is no doubt that men need to look younger, more have more vitality, just appear to be fitter, stronger, because that does make a difference in the workplace, whether we like it or not.
Exactly. We tell our patients to go to gym, number one. That is important. And that's important for everybody forever. Everybody needs to do weights. They need to eat properly. That's how you look after the baseline. And then you work on the other elements. And this is one of those elements. The injectables that we can use to take away things that people worry about. You mentioned being in a boardroom. Many people will stand up and think, those people are looking at my chin. Or they're looking at my hairline. Or, you know, these are the things that that go through their mind when they stand up to give a presentation. Right. And when you take care of that, it doesn't mean you need to change the person into someone else. But when you take care of that little insecurity, they're able to be themselves. They're able to stand up and get on with the job.
What are the most common treatments that men are using?
Well, if I start at the top, hair loss prevention and treatment. Under the eyes, we look at fillers, the frown for the botulinum toxin in the frown to stop that frowning and sagging on the eyebrows. A lot of men will do the lower face botulinum toxin that we use to stop the sagging and to keep the jawline defined, and then also do it for fillers. And then obviously we get to the body, we work on the skin, the fat pockets. And then there's the P shots with the platelet-rich fibrin as we descend on the body. And those are the big ones that the men are doing right now.
How do you prevent, you know, you mentioned somebody looking natural. I was watching a very well-known South African business leader give a talk the other day. And I looked at him and I thought, wow, this is, it looks too terrible. He looks plastic. And it doesn't look, he might think it looks perfect because there's not a wrinkle on his face, but he also doesn't have a facial expression. And that, to me, almost is counter to what he's trying to achieve. How do you avoid that? Because I would imagine that patients want to push for the most significant change, but the most significant change is not what's good for them, but potentially.
Something I say to all of my patients is that you're not here to look like a doll or like someone else. You want to be pretty or handsome or good looking. And that's artistic. It means not over-relying on either of fillers or toxin or any of the skin conditioning treatments that we use, but rather to have elements of each one. So we identify the biggest problem in the muscle and we use toxins there. We use filler, well-defined, small amounts. We never really inflate faces and pump them full of filler. That's a big mistake. And then we use things like platelet-rich fibrin, redermalization, chemical peels, things to get the skin looking healthy and
And more
youthful without
natural.
looking done. Exactly. And that's, like I say, we have a saying or a logo called Art Meets Science. And over the years, this has become more and more important. And right now, one of the other things I always say to my patients is that it's changed. It's not about having work versus not having work. It's first prize, you want to look healthy, youthful, and attractive. Second prize, you rather look like you're aging. And third is where you look like you're overdone and like you're trying too hard and you're just not getting it right. It looks worse. You'd rather look like you're aging.
100% right. What about the stigma? People, are your male patients open about their treatment, or do they still prefer discretion?
Obviously, we provide that discretion.
Sure,
But the
because
thing
it's up
is,
to them.
thanks to social media, the stigma around it has largely gone away. Most people will talk about it. Most people know that other people are doing it and will know that you've had something that you can't frown. There's some things that you can't really hide, but the way you do it is that people who don't know about it don't know what's happening to you. They just feel like being nice to you because we want to get to the psychological side of people who are looking at you. That's the ideal answer when it comes to the treatment.
And in terms of age, are younger men like 20s to 30s doing anything like this preventatively, or is it still men in their 40s and 50s trying to roll back the clock?
We go all across the board. Younger men will start with acne scars and hair loss prevention. And then we move up and we treat them. There's something that you can do here. If you show up here at 20, you can stay here until you're 80 and have something to be done. I forgot to tell you something about men talking about their treatments. And this is important because so we have a little YouTube show called Art Meets Science TV. And one of the things that's coming up is a professor who's talking about his experience with the pee shots. And very openly, we're very grateful because that is an era that not many men speak about. But here, he's completely honest and open about what happened to him, how he experienced the treatments and the benefits. And so I think that the stigma is disappearing very nicely.
That is all we have at time for Dr. Reza. Thank you for that. Great to chat about what's happening in this field, especially with regard to men.